Mishnah Gimel elaborates on what happens if you do, or the punishment for if you have a if you lead a team of mixed animals. So Mishnah Gimel starts. Hamanhig sofeg es harba'im, ayoshev bekaron sofeg es harba'im. So the Tanakhama explains that the driver receives 40 lashes, and someone sitting in the coach receives 40 lashes. Rabbi Meir poter, Rabbi Meir exempts him. Vashlishit shehi kashura lartsuot asura. And the third, which is tied to straps, is forbidden. So according to the Rambam, the driver of a coach being pulled by a mixed team, as well as a passenger in the coach, both receive lashes. And indeed, even if more people were sitting in the coach, they would get lashes as well. So if you had one driver and eight people, then every single one of those people would get lashes. But Rabbi Meir says that the passengers do not get lashes because they have not really done anything other than sit in the in the coach. And the end of our mission is dealing with a slightly different case, which is that even if you have two of the same type of animal, two horses, let's say, pulling a wagon, you can't have a third animal which is just sort of tied along for the ride. So again, let's say you had your horses, which are strapped to the wagon, and a donkey, and you just kind of tied the donkey straps to the other horses so it would follow along, and it wasn't pulling the wagon, it's still usur. So according to the Tanakhama, the driver and the person sitting on the coach or the wagon receive lashes. Rabbi Meir exempts them from receiving lashes. And in a completely unrelated ruling, you might think that as long as the animal was not doing any pulling or any work, the same way, I guess, a little bit that Rabbi Meir would say the person sitting in the wagon isn't doing any work and therefore exempt, you might think that if you tied an animal along to the other horses and they're not doing any work, you're just sort of keeping them there because it's a convenient way to guide them along. So that's usur. Mishnah Dalad of Perikhat continues the same sort of discussion, the same idea. So Mishnah Dalad says, In koshrin es hasus lo litzidei hakaron velo la'acher hakaron velo es luvdekim legamalim. So it is usur to tie a horse to the sides of a wagon or the back of a wagon or to tie a luvdekim to camels. So our mission explains that when oxen are pulling a wagon, it is forbidden to tie to the sides or the back of a wagon a horse which is being trained to pull. Because although the horse is attached only in order to become accustomed to, working while tied to a wagon, it's usur because occasionally the horse is going to, bump the wagon or push the wagon a little bit and help the oxen along. So again, it's usur to tie the horse to the sides of a wagon or back of a wagon. And so, too, you can't tie a livdekim, which is some type of Lydian donkey, to camels. Again, because even though the camels are incredibly powerful and strong, you might think that some type of donkey wouldn't have any impact. Because this particular type of donkey was very strong, it would be able to pull its weight, and therefore it would be treated as if it were pulling with the camels. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad continues with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Nuladim Min Hasus Afal Pi Sha'avihem chamor mutarim ze im ze. Ve'ken hanoladim min hachamor af al pi sha'avihem sutarim ze im ze. Aval hanoladim min hasus im hanoladim me chamor asurim ze im ze. But Yehuda says all those born of a mare, even though their father is a donkey, are permitted one with another, and so also those born of a donkey, even though their father is a horse, are permitted one with another. However, those born of a horse with those born of a donkey are forbidden with one another. So Rabbi Yehuda, in discussing mules, makes it clear that even though you might have thought that two mules of identical lineage, right, where both had a mare for a mother and where both had a donkey for a mother, should be forbidden with one another as different kinds of animals on the ground that the horse part of one crosses with the donkey part of the other. Rabbi Yehuda explains that this isn't the case. As long as both mules have the same type of mother, they are viewed as identical blend, and there is no question of any kind of isser. So again, you might have thought, well, okay, these, a donkey of one and a horse of another, so you're going to have a crossbreed. Rabbi Yehuda comes along to let us know that is not the case. However, dissimilar mules, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is to say one mule which has a horse mother and a donkey father, and another mule which has a donkey mother and a horse father, are forbidden one from the other, because in that case the mother is a primary factor in determining the kind of offspring, and therefore you have two different types of beasts.